Can you hear? Okay.
Okay, Rabbi Say, we have a big job ahead of us tonight. So we got started late. So first of all, last week we spoke about Chosh Mishpat, right? Our focus was on bullseye in to situations that, you know, Baruch Hashem, in our Chaburi here, we're not choshish that people, will be over in choshish mishpat, things that, knowing things are wrong and doing it after the same. Baruch Hashem, we have a Chabur of Tzadikim, Baruch Hashem, we say here. But the point of it is that there are countless situations during the course of the day when the person could be over on choshish mishpat, and in choshish mishpat, it doesn't matter whether, you swing a $6 million, deal that, fraud and head out for, Switzerland or something, or 100 shekel, 50 shekel, right? So the point of it was that during the course of the day, there are countless situations that a person could be even a chosh mishpat. One example that we gave is that you're riding a bus, you stick your foot out into the aisle, so it's a bar versus a robin. You don't have to go into Rehov Yafo with a drill to make a hole there in the middle of the robin. The Oyram bar versus a robin. Okay, but we said time is late, so I don't want to. But that was the theme of last week, that to be conscious and aware of situations where that could be over on Chosh Mishpat without realizing it, and to develop a sensitivity for that. That was the point. Rabbi Baruch, you have something quickly you want to share with us?
I'm always thinking about Chosh Mishpat, so
good. And you weren't here last week. And what about
I was a good asaurus. I mean, a lot I did with work, with just in terms of my employer and. Am I stealing? Am I not? How much time am I putting in? I had a lot of to do with that, but it was good to be conscious of it.
Yeah, I was just thinking about something the other day that occurred to me that that an example or another example thinking over so often happens that somebody's windows are open to the house, and I'm not talking about peeping toms. I'm talking about just not realizing it sometimes. In the middle of doing something, your eyes just have to wander, into the other person's house because the windows, the shades are open, and you don't even realize that you're looking there. But to look into somebody's house, it's a kriya. You're not supposed to look into it. Not even talking about the moral issue, just in Chosh Mishpat, it has a kriya to look into somebody's house. So it's a case, that's an example also of being over in Chosh Mishpat without realizing.
What's the
Chosh Mishpat? I think it's Hezekriya.
That's Hezekriya, just like...
Looking, yeah.
Not steering, but even just like kind of going by something and having... That's considered a Hezekriya then?
I mean, if you're looking at... You're looking at the person who's shush, then it's considered Hezekriya.
What's the
Hezek,
though? An Ayin Hara?
The Mephorshim toil to understand that Chazinish, I think, said that it's Ayin Hara. Even the person's field, his field that he's not supposed to look at the Chomos Chavero, kept going, So I think Chazinish learns, I think, that it's Ayin Hara. But the mice is the issue. I was just thinking tonight, whether it extends even to a person's car. I was wondering that to look into somebody's car is like looking into his house. I never thought about that. Very often happens. We discussed that a number of times. That curiosity, very often people looking into other people's cars. It's a habit that most people have, and a car rides by, look into the car, like we say, like you're looking, maybe there's a terrorist in there, or the President of the United States just happens to be riding by or something, Okay, so that was last week, and the zechus that we become more conscious of it should bring a bracha of the tzinoris of panosa. It should open up for us, Rabbi say, and the Klal Yisrael midah keneged midah. We try to be careful on chayshim mishpat, so should be said with a bracha of panosa, our bracha of the Klal Yisrael. Okay, so what about tonight, Rabbi say? In Yonah Diyom, it doesn't give us too much of a choice, huh? So, first of all, the biggest side of Simcha, like Simcha, we always, you usually relate to as a matzah that comes about because of situations, you know, like the weather report. It's a storm, it's sunny, it's beautiful. So simply you get a telegram that some relative you never even heard of, left you in his will, $500,000. So you get the simcha, right? So, it depends how the wind blows. That's the usual concept of simcha. But of course, what's nogea, you say, mishenichnas simcha, marvin with simcha. So the real inyan of simcha is an avoda. It's a very, very important part of the avodas Hashem, simcha. It's not just a massive, it's something that we have the power to control, and we're supposed to control, right? A big chelik of avodas Hashem, if we say, is totally with having hatzlacha, with getting ourselves into a mindset of simcha, and we definitely have control over it. It's not easy, but it's something that we definitely have control over. It's yadua that Rachmanislan and during the Shoah, during the Holocaust, that there were people, in the camps under the worst possible situation that a human being, could be under, and people testified that there's certain individuals that they walked around mamish constantly in the matzav of simcha. They were balanced, normal people. They weren't like something wrong with them mentally, but healthy, normal people, and they were able to have the shlita, in the worst possible, circumstance for a human being to be in, to be the simcha of the time. So, simcha is a controllable trait that we have, and the name of the game is that we have to, try to control it, right? And Mishinitnas Adam, Mavim B'Simcha, this is a time especially that we should, we should work on controlling it, because Simcha and Adar opens up a special Tzinoris of Bracha. Adar, brings Bracha, tremendous Bracha, in every area. Everybody knows that, the Gemara that if you have a court case with a goy, so you should have to do it in Adar because we have special mazel. But it's not only in court cases, it's a mazel with everything. So, and a key, mafteach to the brachas is simcha, Rabbi Zayi. So, I made up a list here of, try to put together a list of items that we can do to help us get into the simcha mode, Rabbi Zayi. And the oilam is open, if we have time, you're welcome to add more onto the list, Rabbi Zayi. Remember last year, you remember last year we went up to 11 or 12. This year we went up to, 17, 18. It's no order, Rabbi Zayi. There's no sequence of special order here. So first of all, I think one of the most important tools for simcha is to remember that we're under the rishis of the Bnei Shalom, and the Bari Olam that's taking care of the whole world, the universe, and all the nations, that he has a connection with you, he loves you, and he thinks of you all the time, and he has the control to do, whatever the ultimate best for you, he does for you, and just to see that the Bari Olam, his mamish, loves you and thinks of you all the time. That's a tremendous source of simcha. A person can harness his thoughts to realize that. So that's awesome source of simcha, Rabbi Zayi. Kitzim Ora the Pnim, Rabbi Zayi. know, to sing, right, sing and listen to music and do a dance, to go into the room, make, you know, lock the door and nobody sees you, and get up on the table and do a kazatska, everybody say, right, so do a little dance, listen to music, get some more of the pinim, a little alcohol, that's a catalytic agent, a chemical that bursts into the world, you know, they say the stipler, Then, every day he drank a cup of wine. I'm not talking about shikris lot, but, you know, we can, alcohol is a kosher tool to bring on simcha, as they say. Okay, Torah is masamchei leiv, you know, so all Torah is not good, but you sit down, let's say, for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I'm sitting down now to learn Torah with the same simcha. So that's a tool. And to be mechanish a chiddush, that's also a tremendous source of simcha. You have a difficult question and try to think of an answer. So if you can try to think of an answer to a difficult question, Ramesh, that's a gewaltige source of simcha, Rabbi Shai. Count your blessings, right? Sit down and count your blessings. Starting from the fact that you're alive, Rabbi Shai. That's a tremendous source of simcha, right? Life, and then of course, Oshir, a nine inch and nine, your dying Maglaim, you know, you have a Vorim, and you have a wife, Baruch Hashem, you have children, you have a house, you have a business, you have good neighbors, you have a good kavusa, you have a good Rebbe to give Shabbat Sunday night, right? So, you know, count your blessings, everybody says. Okay, so, that's a tremendous source of simcha, right? Doing something you enjoy, right? Everybody has something, you know, a good old golf game, you know, they have any golf courses and everything.
Is there value to that, though?
What?
Is there value to that?
To what?
To a simcha that is not connected, like a golf game or something. Something that's not connected to anything ruchni.
100%.
Or even a cup of wine, but it's not within the context of...
So that's a good point. So here it's exactly like you're saying, it doesn't have to be connected to anything. Just the mindset, just to be in, you know, in the mode of simcha. You know, that's of course, you know, this deeper concept can come to other things also. But Mishnah Mitzvah Zayda Marvin B'Simcha, just pure simcha. You know, not connected, not philosophical, right? Just, okay. We only have a few minutes left, everybody say. Doing something that you enjoy, eating something that you enjoy, you know, a piece of chocolate, you know, a good old American lamb chops, right? Okay, jokes, kosher jokes, everybody say. So jokes, make sure they're kosher, right? And, ain't simcha kataros at tzveikis. Sometimes you're walking around with things, you know, that you're specific about, and you can solve them. You have to go over to your rabbi, to a friend, you know, your consultant, whatever it is. But sometimes you know what to do about it, just don't get around to doing it. So that's a tremendous source of simcha. Hatoras HaSvekis, right? The next one is to be mispalo, to daven shacharis in the morning, especially Pesukah D'Zimra, to say it with enthusiasm, with thought, with kavana, with a little bit of a coil. So that's a tremendous source of simcha, right? To do a chesed to somebody brings a very big feeling of simcha. To practice self-control, everybody say, you know, brings on simcha. In other words, to do something that, you know, to get yourself up to, you know, to do exercise, or, you know, get out to go to sleep a little bit earlier, whatever, you know, self-control. Everybody has their own life, you know, the quidditch of self-control, so that brings on simcha, Rabbi Yisrael. This is, Rabbi Miller used to do this when I, you know, I used to walk with him. I wrote the book, Walking with Rabbi Miller, so he, that sometimes you just stop for a moment and you appreciate the fact that you're alive. This is not counting your blessings. This is just focusing on the fact that you're alive and enjoy it. I want to enjoy the fact that I'm alive. Take a deep breath and enjoy the breath. Enjoy. You think that I'm alive and I'm enjoying it, right? So counting a blessing is just making a cheshbon, all the things, but then there's enjoying, actual focusing on enjoyment as you're, you know, so that, right? that's a source of simcha. Having a Rebbe is a source of simcha. The fact that you have a Rebbe that you can ask questions to and take advice, and you know, he knows you, so that's simcha, Rebbe say. What about this? Happy memories. We all have memories from the time we're born till this very day. You have different things that, you know, the time that you came home with a report card that didn't get spanked for, that your parents were happy with finally, right? The report card, or the time that you hit a home run, bases loaded, right? You know, what you sent for. Think back to your life, of different things that you had sent from, basically, right? And another thing is, on the future, thinking that would make you happy. You know, with your picture, you're standing in front of the whole oilam, you're giving a share, you know, of the Chidushim on Kumbishim Rashi, and everybody is sitting there with their eyeballs, polishing to hear your Chidushim on the Kumbish. So, you know, that's a source of simcha. Okay, Rabbi Say, I think basically we got most of them in over here. Okay, Rabbi Say. So we wish that you don't have to come on to these implements, that if Hashem should bless us all with natural simcha, get that telegram that you inherited $500,000. You shouldn't have to be in the void, Rabbi Say. Okay, wish you all rochavat locha, Rabbi Say.
What's the uvda?
Oh, the uvda, all these things. In other words, pick on things in this list to do. You know, you only, here is a choice of whatever. How many is there?
I have 15.
15. Okay, maybe one of them, which I didn't say, was Yismach Ozavur Lasadik Yisraelay Simcha. Yisraelay Simcha. So I didn't have exactly an answer for it, so I didn't say it. Yisraelay Simcha. Thank you.